What's up, family? It's your main man again, Antoine, aka T1, the Mystery Kid. Welcome to another Transparency Podcast. Super excited about this one in particular. Have someone that's on the line that I think a lot of people hold at high esteem, and very excited to have such individual with such caliber, man. He's a man of God, man of integrity. From what I know of him, he definitely is someone that has something that can help heal family. So I'm excited to have him on the show. But before we go any further, before we introduce him, I just want to say that it's a pleasure and an honor to have your ear. As always, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for sticking with us. You know, we only have one purpose, and that one purpose is to literally help heal families. We desire to share information and to have healthy dialogue that can be healthy for families all around the world that are struggling with day-to-day things, because we all have that in common. We all have those common bottom line struggles that we battle with. And for me, I know that it's because we all lack information. And the word says that, you know, God's people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So I'm just grateful to be able to have a platform that gives people like myself and people like our special guest today a platform, and where we could share what we know, what we've gone through, so that you don't have to go through it, or so that one, you can get up out of whatever you're going through currently. So I have an amazing gentleman on the show, man. And before I introduce him, if you feel led, hit that button, subscribe to the podcast right now. Invite somebody. You can press pause right now. Press pause. And you can share this podcast with somebody. Let them know that we are about to have a good dialogue on the topic stewardship. We about to talk about how we can do what we do better so that we could be considered great stewards. That is very important. The way we handle what we have, what God has blessed us with, that is key in everything that we do. That lets us, you know, it can only go as far, and it can only stretch as far as we will take it, and that we would allow it. So guys, if you will, please tune your ears in, turn your spirit on. We're finna have a really good dialogue, man. And I'm excited about my special guest. And yeah, y'all know what's up, man. I'm just geeked up. So Pastor Kent Barnes Jr., how are you, sir?
Bless you, man. I'm so excited to be on today. Let me first say thank you so much for this opportunity to share with all of these listeners. I'm just excited because I want to help families. I want to help individuals become better. And I want to thank you for being led and following this vision to help families all over this world,
yes, sir,
to become better in the community, to become better in neighborhoods, and ultimately all around this world. So thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much as well, sir. Before we go any further, you got to take the pledge. You got to take the pledge,
Doc. Absolutely.
And here is the pledge. I, Pastor Barnes, solemnly promise to keep it all the way real.
To keep it all the way real and 100.
Come on now, and to be transparent.
And to be transparent.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus,
come on, sir. Now we can move forward. So a little bit about you, Pastor. I do know that you are from Youngstown, Ohio, or is that,
yes,
that's where you actually are walking in the office of a pastor as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
I'm,
sir,
originally from Warren, Ohio, but I moved here to Youngstown when I got married to my lovely wife. We live here in Youngstown, and we're pastoring Innovation Life Church, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, incredible ministry here in the Youngstown area that God is blessing us to pastor and to change lives. So, yes, sir, we're right here in Youngstown, Ohio.
Man, praise God. Shout out to the First Lady. Shout out to you. Wherever,
yes,
you are,
yes,
Ms. Barnes. God bless, yes, you, woman of grace. Thank you so much,
yes,
for being who you are, because this man of God on the phone would not be who he is if you were not,
that's
who
true,
you were. So thank you, woman of God.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Pastor, you have any? I'm pretty sure you're a father. Are you a father? You are.
Absolutely. I got two wonderful babies.
Yes, sir. I saw them on Instagram.
Dream Harmony, and they're in school as well. My wife is a teacher as well, so they're all together. But my babies, I love them. So shout out to my babies, and Dream Harmony as well.
Yes, sir. Well, bless God, man, for the whole family. Shouts out to the babies as well. You did attend Walden University. Just a little bit about you. You are a pastor. You are a father. And you are author as well. So, guys, I'm just saying, to say the least, that we have someone on the phone or we have someone on the podcast that is, that is studied to show himself approved, okay? So this guy knows something. And I myself look forward to learning what it is that God has equipped him with. So we're going to talk about stewardship, Pastor.
Yes.
That's a very dynamic topic to be talking on because as a pastor, I'm pretty certain that that is something that you have to, that's a gift that you have to have, correct? Or a skill that you would have to have.
That's absolutely right.
Yes, sir.
Because everything in church, I've discovered that it has to be taught. It can't just be mentioned to parishioners or to those that are there listening and partaking in a service. So there are things like stewardship, and I'm glad you said the dynamics of stewardship. It's a dynamic topic because there are so many dimensions to the concept and the principles of stewardship. It can't just be defined in just one statement. And I don't consider myself to be a stewardship guru, but I believe that God has given me some insight upon the subject. There are many authors that have written on it that are just masters, that I just believe that God has given me a specific insight upon this particular subject, and that's really where all of this really was birthed from, because I discovered that I had an entire generation. At our church, we have multiple generations. We have those that are in their 80s, and then those that are that are 18, and everything between. So, but I discovered that I had a whole generation that never knew what stewardship was, never heard of the concept or the principles of it. So that alarmed me as a pastor. And so what I did was I took about 6 to 8 weeks, and the Lord impressed upon me to teach this class on stewardship, not based upon what I knew about it, but based upon what His Word says about it. And so as we began to do that, there were so many truths and principles and concepts that came out of that particular series of teaching that it empowered me and restored some knowledge and understanding. And I think that's the key, especially to our generations and the generations that are coming. The key is having a correct understanding. Because sometimes we operate off of a misunderstanding because the person that taught it to us had a misunderstanding. So we have to be careful not to pass down misunderstandings. If it doesn't line up with the Word, then we have to search this thing out. But as the Scripture says, with all thy getting,
get an understanding. Amen.
And with that understanding, there has to be correct knowledge. And I think one of the key words that will be significant even in this transition of not only this new year, but the opening of this next decade, the next 10 years, is the word wisdom. I think a lot of us, we lack wisdom, not because we just reject it. It's because most of the time we've never been exposed to wisdom.
My God.
So if we've never been exposed to it, how can we operate in wisdom? But I think now the Scripture says, if you want wisdom, you have to ask God.
My God, so that's what it says.
Wisdom only comes from God. So we have to get back into the position and the posture to ask God for wisdom, not just to for this job interview or for this business opportunity, but give me wisdom on the mate that I'm going to choose, or which business relationship to cut off and which one to start. In every area of our lives, we need to be asking for wisdom. So I think that's going to be key.
Wow, Pastor, you said something dynamic. It's interesting because it kind of lining up with where I'm at right now, where I am presently, is I'm actually in the book of Proverbs. And it's talking strongly about wisdom. And it's Solomon. And I mean, it's like very, very rich. I myself and my babies are reading it. And it's just, it's amazing. And I agree with you. We are not. A whole generation don't even know what wisdom is. You know, it's just, sounds like some old people obtain, you know, like we don't know what we don't know that is something that God has for us as well to glean from.
Yes.
The word stewardship, how would you define stewardship, Pastor?
I would define stewardship as the successful management of all God entrusted increase. So what I mean by that is stewardship deals with how we manage and balance all that God has given us and really getting into what we do with it, right? So stewardship doesn't really deal with just money or giving or tithing or sowing a seed. That's a major part of it. But stewardship has to deal with your relationships. It has to deal with your parenting. It has to deal with your business. It has to deal with your dreams, because all of those areas determine how or what you do with your finances. Okay? So your relationships determine how you're going to spend your money, or how you're going to give your money, or however you're going to save your money. Or it deals with how your parenting deals with how you're going to utilize your finances. Your relationships determine. So stewardship encompasses. My spiritual father, the Honorable Bishop Norman L. Wagner, he taught us that and teaches us that worship is a lifestyle. So stewardship is aligned with the lifestyle of worship. Now, sometimes we think of worship as our favorite song that we sing in church, or we think of worship as something that we do in church, right? Mm-hmm. It's not limited to those things, because those are worship expression, but worship in its essence, in its origin, deals with worship, W-O-R-T-H, worship. That's where it comes from. So it deals with showing God how much he's worth to us. And we that are believers, we can't be successful worshipers without successful or strategic stewardship. So we can't do it without giving, because the essence of worship is you have to give. It's not about taking, it's about giving. So that's how I would really define stewardship. It's balancing and really managing what God trusts you with. That's another question we have to examine. What can God trust us with?
Can he
trust you with time? Can he trust you with money? Can he trust you with a bonus on your job? Can he trust you with a business? Can he trust you? What can he trust you with? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Because if God can't trust you with finances, he can't trust you with favor.
Come on.
We have to learn how to, I think this is a time and a season to be honest with ourselves and really, really inspect what we expect out of ourselves. So that means we have to look inside, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's going to be a difficult process, because we're living in a time and in a society that we try to filter ourselves. Every time we look at our phones, we're trying to find out which filter can we display to redefine the cultural perspective of ourselves, right? But now we have to take all of the filters off and look at the flaws, because behind the flaws, what we'll understand is behind the flaws, there's favor.
My God.
Because you got to be honest with yourself to see the flaw, to pinpoint it, to face it, to deal with it. And then that's when we run right into God.
My God.
Because we'll say, I'm open. We've taken everything off.
That's powerful. That is powerful. And a lot of stuff stood out to me when you talked about, you know, what can God trust me with? That is a very, that's a deep question. You know, one that really pulls at the gut. And that kind of leads into my next question. What are three unhealthy habits that stewards should avoid? Those that are, you know, consider themselves are those, because we all are stewards, right? But what are three unhealthy habits that we all should avoid, Pastor? What would you say?
That's a great question, and I'll try to limit it to just these three. Number one, when we deal with being effective and efficient stewards, one of the main things we have to understand is we have to be focused on the goal. The goal is always to be a good steward or a great steward, which means that we have to be trusted by God. We want God to be able to trust us with economic status, with financial freedom. So we can't get distracted by the debt of the past. We can't allow the debt to define our future financially.
Mm.
So we have to ask God for a refocus, if you will. Okay? So in that concept of not getting distracted, because debt, here's what I want us to understand. Debt is not only a financial position because of our decisions, we have to take ownership of it. But let's deal with debt in its real form. Debt is a demonic spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not just a financial position or posture. Debt is a demonic spirit and a demonic trap with a tactic designed to keep us confined to a past decision so that we never get into the blessing of God. All right? So, dealing with the concept of not being distracted, we have to stop hoarding and holding what God trusts us with. So what that means is we have to look at the difference between saving and holding. And if you would allow me, I'd like to read just an excerpt from my new book,
Yes, Sir.
Strategic Laws of Stewardship. And there's a section in chapter number 3 that's entitled Give It Up. And it begins like this. It says, caution, there is a vast difference between saving and holding.
Mm.
Saving deals with the capacity to preserve a thing from ending, okay? But holding deals with the ability to keep under restraint or to prevent or to delay. So there's a vast difference. Mm. So sometimes we have the concept of, I'm not going to give because I'm going to save this. But in reality, we're hoarding. Because we're holding on to something because we feel like if I give this, I'm not going to have enough for this meal or that. But in reality, why not give it to God and allow him to do exceedingly and abundantly above.
My God.
And rather than holding it. Mm. So we're thinking that we're saving it, but we're really holding on to something that was designed to be released. So we have to stop being or placing ourselves in position of financial hoarders. Because as the Bible says, except the seed fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means as long as the seed, whatever it is, as long as the seed remains in our hands, even me as a pastor, it applies to me as well. And it applies to me first. I am not exempt from the standard of the world. I think that somebody needs to hear that. Mm. Pastors, bishops, I don't care what your title is. No one is exempt from the law of God's word. No one. So nobody gets a free pass. It applies to each and every one of us, right?
Mm.
So, with that understanding, we can no longer hold a thing because as long as we hold it, it just remains a seed. It'll never get to its potential or become the forest for the harvest that it is
if
until you let it go and bury it.
Ooh, you got to plant it. So, my God.
You got to plant it. So that's number one. Number two, we have to avoid this mentality of being stingy. This is the season where God is not blessing stingy people nor control freaks. We like to control everything, but this is the season in God where you're going to have to release it. We're going to have to let it go and allow God to do what he can do only. So we have to avoid being stingy, and we have to avoid procrastination. We have to avoid this procrastination to save, this procrastination in giving, this procrastination in investing. And I know somebody might be saying, well, Pastor, I've never dealt with stocks or anything like that. No problem. I'm talking about also investing into yourself. Woo! Instead of going to buy the Jordans. Nothing against Jordans, tennis shoes, nothing wrong.
I'm not
teaching against that.
Yes, sir.
But instead of doing that, buy a book on investing.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, man. Come on.
Invest into your intellect.
Come on.
Instead of investing into your wardrobe. So we have to learn how to avoid the procrastination. We have to say, we have to stop saying, I'll do that next week. Or I'll do that another time. Or I'll do that next pay period. No, no. Do it now.
Woo!
Advantage of the moment.
Hallelujah.
The moment. And
hallelujah.
Number three, we have to stop ignoring our debt. We have to face this spirit with authority, with the power of Jesus' name. We have to face it with authority and ask God for the plan. You have to say, Jesus, give me the plan. Reveal the plan to me. And if you don't feel like you can do it, place the resource in my path. Give me wisdom and discipline on how to execute this financial plan so that I can eliminate our debt. The first thing is we have to understand that God never created us for debt. It's not the will of God that we are confined to debt. The Bible talks about owing no man.
Yes, it does.
So we are not created for debt. That's why we don't know what to do with it. That's why we don't know how to handle it. Because there's nothing in us that's created for defeat. We only know how to handle victory. Right? So we have to stop ignoring the debt, stop putting it off, bring it to Jesus, and say, teach me how to handle this debt.
Wow.
So I think those are three things that we can, three unhealthy habits that we can avoid in dealing with being a healthy steward.
My God. So three, guys, just to kind of reiterate, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor, we have avoid distractions. Avoid selfishness, which is stinginess and procrastination, and stop ignoring our debt. My God, man of God, that's amazing.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And the Bible says here's you were talking about, you know, God establishing our plan, and God will meet you guys, and you know, in releasing and letting go of the seeds he give you, because the word in Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord. Everything you do, commit it to God, and he will establish you, meaning give it to him. You know, give it up to him. Give him your finances. Give him, you know, like you say, stop procrastinating, waiting on the next check to invest into your business or your vision or yourself. Like, do it now. You know, that's how we break the curse. Do it now. We always trying to wait on late. Do it now. Like, God is giving you this moment. Take advantage of it. Use discernment, of course, but do it now. Invest into yourself. Pastor, so really quick, what would be three healthy habits of stewardship that we should practice?
Okay, at Innovation Life Church, before we give, we like to affirm our gifts and our giving and our tithing and our gifts before the Lord. And one of those statements in our affirmation says, I will invest, save, and sow more than I spend.
I'm out of here.
So you're going to have to look at finances and say, okay, God, teach me how to invest into my intelligence and into my intellect financially. Teach me how to save and sow more than I spend.
Woo!
So if you're spending more than you're investing, it's time to shift. If you're spending more than you're saving and more than you're sowing, it's time to shift. Do not beat yourself up about it. Just change the behavior.
My God.
That's all.
My God.
We have to develop the discipline and the commitment. You just said it. The commitment to give. We got to be committed, and this, we have to be disciplined in giving ourselves to God. Before you give your finances, give yourself to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So it won't be so hard. And lastly, we have to prioritize our stewardship around the Word of God and not around our needs.
Oh, my God.
So we have to align ourselves with the agreement according to His will and not our way.
My God. So my God. God said He will provide for you according to His riches and His glory.
His riches
and it's amazing that you say that, because like you say, we like to manage our giving and our sowing based on what it is we need. You're right. It's like, if I need this, my need comes before my sowing, or before my, you know, I invest that, let me go get what I desire or what I feel I need in this moment. And God, and you're saying, no, God is saying, give it to me. I'm going to provide for you anyway. You know,
so He said, I know what you have need of before you ask. He said, but here's how you get it. He said, just ask me in my name. Whew. And when you ask in my name, that guarantees that you're going to get what I know you need before you ask me.
Man.
So the word is powerful.
My mom often says this to me, Pastor, in our wrapping up, right? She often says that, oh, geez, man, it just struck my mind. My God. Oh, man, it just slipped my mind. It's going to come back to me. It's going to come back to me. Man, it's some good stuff. Whatever she would say to me often, it'll hit me later. But we want to say thank you for the time. And for the wisdom. Just for the wisdom, man. You're an author, so what can you tell us the title of the book? And tell them where can they find your book, Pastor?
Absolutely. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get this book in your hands, all right? You can go to my website, renovatelife.today. That's renovatelife.today. Or you can go right to Amazon and get my new book, and it's entitled The Strategic Law Stewardship. The Strategic Laws of Stewardship. It's a practical guide to activating the essential strategies for radical increase. Go get the book right now. Go get it right now. It's available for you today.
Man, thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for your time, your effort. Blessings to your family. Blessings on your book, and on the many more books that you have. And we know there's some more stirring up. I can feel it. Amen. Yes, sir. So I just wanted to close out in prayer real quick and just say thank you so much again, man, for the wisdom and for the time. Very powerful 30 minutes. I know families are healing right now. Let the healing process begin right now. Father God, we just come to you right now saying thank you so much for all that you have entrusted us with, Lord. Lord, we want to know how to take care of what you've given us, Lord. We know that you've given it to us because there's a great purpose that you have intended for it. God, we pray right now that you would expose our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to what it is that you would have for us, Lord God, to sow ourselves into, to sow our finances into, Lord. God, help us to not be selfish, Lord God. God, help us not to procrastinate. Lord, help us to stop ignoring our debt, Father God. God, help us to stop avoiding distractions, Lord God, start avoiding distractions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to know how to invest, how to save, how to sow, and how to spend less, Lord God. So help us to become stewards. Bless the man of God. Thank you for what you've given him, Lord God. God, we pray that you will expand his territory, his book, his reach, and his voice, Lord God, as you echo through this man of God. We say thank you for what the insight that you've given him, Lord God. And we're going to be careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor for all increase that comes our way, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray over every family that's listening. We break the curse right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood over them right now, God. Let change and let commitment be who they are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Use them and make them an example, God. We are available for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Guys, make sure you commit right now to going to get this book right now. It's available on his website. He told you where it was. Thank you so much, Pastor Kent. Barnes, you are a blessing, man. And we just want to say thank you, man. And God bless your family as well. And your whole church family.
God bless.
Yes, sir. Blessings to
you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. So make sure y'all connect right now with this man of God. Go get the book, y'all. Salute.